you look at the 46th question on the sheets you have, you will see that it asks, what is required in the first commandment? And it says, the answer, a little longer than the last one, the first commandment requires us to know and acknowledge God to be the only true God and our God, and to worship and glorify him accordingly. The Bible teaches that there is one true God. I wonder if anybody can remember the answer to question 4, going back over a year. What is God? Can anybody remember the answer to that catechism question? What is God? Anyone going to help me out there? Oh, not only the arms, but the giveaway primary school gasps of enthusiasm, which kind of die out in about year 8 when you get to secondary school, as I remember. Rebecca? And changing in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, truth. Good, got there in the end. So the Bible tells us that there is only one God. But there is much more to the commandment than this. Because James says in his letter, you believe there's only one God. Good. Even the demons believe that, and they tremble. To keep this commandment is much more than simply saying, yes, I believe there's a God. Yes, I believe there's one God. Notice that the answer says that we are to know and acknowledge God to be the only true God and our God. Now, that's very important. It doesn't simply say we believe that there is one God. We acknowledge God to be the only true God and our God. Many people in the street, if you ask them, if you say to them, do you believe in one God? They might say, yes, there's a God. There's a God up there, I believe, somewhere. But that is not keeping this commandment. Let me give you an illustration. We can talk about mothers in general. There are lots of mothers, aren't there, in the world? Most mothers in the world are people that you and I have never met in other countries. There are millions, billions of mothers in this world. But when you talk about my mother, if you say my mother, or my mum, or just mum, or mummy, you are implying that there is a special relationship between you and that person that you call your mum or your mother. She's my mother. She's not just any old mother. She's my mother. Now, when we talk about God as our God, we are saying something very similar to that. We are not saying, yeah, there's a God. Doesn't matter much, but there's a God somewhere up there. Him upstairs, as sometimes people refer to him. The Almighty. People use these words often very carelessly. When we talk about the Lord, we are to have a special relationship with him. Remember that when God revealed himself to Moses, he said, my name is the Lord, I am. That is my covenant name. It's the name by which I make myself known to you. I am your God. I am the Lord, your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He has a special covenant relationship with his people. We don't meet together to worship a God who we know a little bit about, who's out there somewhere in some vague sense. When the church gathers together, they come as the people that the Lord has gathered into one. And just as a family would say, Mum or Dad, so we say, Lord, our God. You are our God. You have loved us. You have shown yourself to us. You sent your Son for us, for our needs, and for our salvation. And that's why it goes on to say in the answer that we are to worship and glorify him accordingly. What does that mean? It means we don't worship God as we decide by our own fancy or our own imagination. We come to his word and we say, how does the Lord want us to worship and approach him and glorify him? It matters because he is our Lord, our God, and he has full authority to tell us what we should be doing. Brothers and sisters, let me urge you to take this sheet of paper home and pin it up somewhere on your fridge, on your desk, top of your laptop, wherever it might go, and look at it, read it, learn it, meditate on it. Let's read it together, shall we? I'll read the question and we'll read the answer together. What is required in the first commandment? The first commandment requires us to know and acknowledge God to be the only true God and our God, and to worship and glorify him accordingly.